Chapter number 10, Avashyashamritam, Divine Remnants of Nectar. The following verses, that is 1 to 9, until further notice, are from Srimad Bhagavatam, and there is no introduction to these. When the singing of the glorious qualities of the Supreme Lord Hari's personality is heard, he enters into the hearts of men to banish all their miseries, as the sun dispels the darkness and strong winds disperse the clouds. Those words in which the glory of the transcendental Lord Sri Hari are not sung, such imaginary deceptive utterances are to be known as falsehood. And those words in which the divine qualities of the Lord appear, such expressions are to be known as truth, the bestower of all success and the source of all virtue. Those words in which the renown of Uttama Shloka, Sri Hari, he, the singing of whose glories destroys the ignorance of the world, are broadcast at every second, such expressions alone constantly bestow newer and newer nectar. They inaugurate the heart's grand festival, and they dissolve the ocean of lamentation. Those utterances that, despite their charming, ornamental presentation, never describe the renown of Sri Hari, which alone purifies the universe, such words attract only crow-like, superficial men, but they are never attended by the learned. This is because the immaculate-hearted sadhus adore the melodious words that sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. The prescribed duties of the Varnashram hierarchy, performance of austerity and study of the scriptures. Belabored adherence to such practices merely panders to one's reputation and influence. But by the divine services beginning with devotedly hearing the glories of the Lord, the supreme reward of never forgetting the lotus feet of Sri Hari is gained. A beautiful fragrance emanated from the tulsi, united with the stamens of the lotus, flower-like feet of the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord. When the breeze carrying that divine fragrance entered the nostrils of the Chatusan, it caused jubilation in their hearts, and the hairs of their bodies stood erect, despite their zealous attachment to the non-differentiated Brahman. Those sages who, being merged in the bliss of the spirit soul, are totally free from the binding knot of mental images, they too engage in the unmotivated service of Sri Krishna, the performer of marvelous deeds. This is but one of the qualities of the Supreme Lord Hari, who charms the entire world. Swiftly does the Lord enter into the hearts of those who with faith constantly hear and chant the glories of his personality. This holy scripture, which describes the glories of the Supreme Lord, has descended intact from the wish-fulfilling tree of the Vedas, and it is enhanced by the nectar of the lotus mouth of Sri Shukadev Goswami. O connoisseurs of the mellows of devotion, please constantly relish this fruit, which is the embodiment of those mellows. O devotees blessed with heart's devotion, as long as you are not utterly dissolved in the reality of ecstasy, that is, as long as your hearts are not merged in devotional mellow, then taste the Srimad Bhagavatam in your life in this world, as a pure votary of divinity. And even when your hearts are overflooded, you will perpetually continue to drink this supreme nectar divine. And this next verse is from Srila Guru Maharaj. Comprised of five nectars, Panchamritam, respectively entitled Upakramamritam, Sri Shastra Vachanamritam, Sri Bhakta Vachanamritam, Sri Bhagavat Vachanamritam, and Avashyashamritam, in bracket, prelude to approaching nectar, the nectar of scriptural word, words of nectar from the devotees, words of nectar from the Supreme Lord, and the divine remnants of nectar, close brackets, The supreme fruit that gives life to the devotees and delights their hearts has been served in this book. Within 400 years after Sri Chaitanya Hari returned to his holy abode, a great soul descended in divine succession from Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj as the potency of Lord Krishna's mercy incarnate. Recognized as the joy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and renowned throughout the universe as Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he flooded this earth planet with boundless Sri Krishna Sankirtan. A great fortune came down upon me. Although it was the rarest thing, I received the nectar of that great soul's mercy through his gracious ordinance. Quote, by performing Sankirtan in Sadhu Sangha, may you fulfill the ultimate goal of your life, Sri Krishna Prema. End of quote. So now I try to practice this. May I be forgiven for any offense in my attempt. This next verse is translated in verse form as follows. The bees intoxicated in the festival of drinking the honey of the Lord's lotus feet, busily humming the glories of the Lord, drops of honey from their mouths fall and scatter all around. For my own divine prospect, I have carefully collected some of those drops herein. And thus do I worship the dust of the holy lotus feet of those saints again and again. In the preparation of this book, those who have infused vitality within my poor heart, or who have assisted in the study, reading, or amendment of the book, or who have in any other way contributed towards its production, and to the lotus feet of all those well-wishing God-brothers and good devotees who have extended, or who may in the future extend their goodwill upon this humble soul, I hereby offer my obeisances again and again. At the charming new temple of the name Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, situated on the banks of the holy river Ganga at Sridharam Navadeep, and in the association of the devotees in the shelter of the lotus feet of the Divine Master and the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Dev, this work was completed on the holy advent day of Sri Lalita Devi, the seventh day of the bright moon of Bhadra in the year 457 Gaurabdha, the 7th of September 1943. Thus ends the 10th chapter, The Divine Remnants of Nectar. Thus ends Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and Progressive Immortality. May this be an offering unto Lord Sri Krishna.